For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. Michigan band The Verve Pipe has had one of the most twist-filled music careers you could imagine. They started near Kalamazoo, playing in venues like Club Soda back in the late 80s. But then they hit it big with their single The Freshman.
For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised.
Soon they were selling out bigger places like the State Theater for 3 or 4 nights in a row. But that was the peak. The band went on hold for a few years. And when it reunited in 2007, the new album didn't have the dark lyrics you might remember.
I need a rubber band, I need a paperclip, a stick of chewing gum.
Just a little different, right? The Verve Pipe became a pretty big draw on the kids' circuit with tunes like Scavenger Hunt and All Grown Up. But last year, the band went back to its roots and made an honest-to-goodness rock record called Overboard. The band is coming back to Kalamazoo tonight to play from the album at Bell's. When I caught up with lead singer Brian Vander Ark this week, he said he was actually working on something totally different.
And I'm working on a new kids rock opera right now. Hopefully that'll be out here in the next 6 months or so. The best way to describe it is like it's a concept album for kids, storytelling album. But it's like The Wall for kids, essentially. You know, it's going to be a conceptual album. It'll be about 45 minutes long, and there'll be segues, and already about half of it's done right now. And then hopefully that'll turn into a book and a stage production at some point.
So I'm curious, you sound really into the kids stuff. So what brought you back to that more rock sound last year?
Well, the first thing was the fans. A lot of the fans really wanted to hear something that was dark again. You know, we were always kind of a dark band. You know, when we came out with Villains, that was a pretty dark album, and the album after that was even darker. I think that the idea of putting another rock record out really just was like, look, we've been doing kids music for the last 5 years. Let's go a little bit dark. The album that we just put out called Overboard is very dark. One of the reasons why I wanted to call it Overboard is because I felt like once the process started with the writing that the songs were really coming out dark, that I felt like we were going overboard with the darkness. And we decided to embrace that and just go with it because we'd been so mired in the colorful kids music for so long that it was a nice release again to write something that was more adult and adult themed.
Blowing across the straits one night, cold as death and real as sin.
And that's actually something that I wanted to bring up. When you listen to Overboard, there's this theme of death throughout it. And was that a reaction to writing about stuff like homework and breakfast and scavenger hunts for so long?
It's a great question. I think it is. I think it was. I don't think it was a conscious effort, but, you know, writing comes the way it comes. You know, I always feel like the songs are out there and the melodies come to you in some way, in some mystical way, and the lyrics come to me in some mystical way too. I can't pinpoint where they come from, but they're out there and they just gravitate towards me, the ones that I'm supposed to write. And this happened to be, you know, a dozen songs that were really dark that came to me, and it probably was some sort of a reaction to the kids' music.
So I know the Verve Pipe has been together for more than a few decades now, and that's a shelf life far longer than so many bands. When you look back and play or you listen to that earlier music, what goes through your head?
You know, our band being together for this many years, I mean, 22 years and 23 years now, and, you know, the sad thing about it is that we don't, you know, when most bands are together that long, when you're talking, when you get into the U2 status and the Rolling Stones status, they're usually more successful than we are. The fact is that I've always loved my band, and I've always loved the sound that I get from the other players and the sound of our band, and the fact that when we got bored with things after Underneath and we decided to get into the kids thing, that going into kids' music opened up a whole new world in a good way, that you can use whatever instrumentation you want on it. You can put an oboe on a kids' record, and it would sound perfectly normal.
It's done and all at once, the world is sunshine.
You know, and so the beauty of it is that it's a wide open landscape with kids' music. If you listen to Sgt. Pepper's, from the Beatles, There's elements in that that make it a kid's record. I aspire to that when I write kids' music, and that's the template. You go back to the Beatles records, the early Beatles records, the conceptual records they did, and you see that the landscape is wide open. You can't get away with that stuff on rock records now.